We're joined once again by our travel expert and also author of America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks, Pete Trabuco. Good morning and welcome back to Daybreak USA.
Well, thanks for having me on.
If someone's lucky enough to go on vacation to an exotic location and then maybe not so lucky to have some kind of a disaster happen while they're there, maybe some civil unrest, what should they do now? What's the next step?
Well, whenever you're going on vacation, whether it's locally or internationally, you've got to be very careful. Obviously, natural disasters, they pop up, or man-made disasters pop up pretty quickly. You want to make sure that you've got a few things when you're on vacation that's important. Number one, always stay informed. When you're traveling, it's easy to find yourself, you know, distant from the world. Always know what's happening in that area that you're going to. You know, always check and see what the conditions are. And sometimes it's a place you might not want to go to. So always check that. And, you know, of course, check all the different weather alerts. If it's a hurricane season, for example, make sure that you're aware of that. If an incident does happen, stay with a group. Get a buddy. You know, travel with a buddy or somebody that you can basically go to so that you're not alone. Obviously, you want to make sure that if there's any type of a disaster, that you have a plan in place. Now, the one big thing I think everyone should do is invest in travel insurance. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, if you have that insurance program in place and know what the limitations and scenarios that it covers, it's good to have. It's well worth paying the little extra dollars to enjoy your vacation. And, of course, connect back with your home base. You know, when you travel, you want to let people know where you're at, where you're going to be. Maybe have an itinerary with the embassy if you're going, overseas, and make sure that everyone knows where you're at any given time. And, of course, if during a disaster, the American Red Cross is pretty much everywhere. You want to find a location, depending on the situation of what has happened, and they'll be able to set you up, with care packages and stuff along those lines.
Great advice, Pete. Do you have a website we can get more information?
Yes, it is www.americasrollercoasters.tatepublishing.net.
Excellent. Pete, thanks so much, and hopefully that'll keep some people safe on their big vacation this summer. At least having that information should help people feel a little safer anyway.
It sure would.
Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk again soon.
Have a great day.